What's going on there, awesome people? Paul Turner here from thediscipleproject.net and your host of the Youth Ministry in Motion podcast, the podcast that wants to keep you motivated and your youth ministry moving forward. How are you doing today? That's right, I called you awesome people because you are, because you're youth pastors, you're youth workers, and it doesn't matter whether you're full-time, part-time, volunteer, you're still awesome because you're working with teenagers in the local church, you're trying to make disciples, you're trying to bring people to Jesus. What's not to brag about there? So listen, don't beat yourself down. You're an elite category. You're the brave. You're the proud. You're the youth pastor. You go where other people fear to tread, into youth rooms with teenagers that have Nerf guns that they stole out of your closet and they're waiting for you. They're waiting for you to walk in that room. It's almost like I've had experience with this. Another experience that I've had, new to this group, I should say, the group that I've been pastoring now for about 2.5 years, I got my first preach it, I think, from a student. I got animated. I had a student say, "Ugh, preach it." I thought, wow, that's it, top of the mountain. But then I remembered this is also the same student that wrote a diss track about me and said terrible things about how I make pancakes. So, you know, it's all par for the course. Sometimes you get the preach it, and sometimes you get the diss track. And do you know who I don't want to diss? I don't want to diss our new listeners. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. If you're brand new here to the podcast, thank you for checking it out. Appreciate you coming in, taking a listen. And of course, those that are regulars, those of you who have been maybe day one folks, maybe you've been maybe just a few weeks, maybe 6 months, who knows? But I thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Thanks for being a part of the community here. Now, if you read the title of this, which you probably did, you think it's totally focused on new youth pastors, and it kind of is. So listen, if you've been in youth ministry for a while, stick around though, because I think these are questions that even those of us who have been in it for quite some time need to revisit, because sometimes we forget. We get so, you know, get our blinders on and we're just, you know, hustling forward and moving forward that we forget that sometimes some of these things change around us and it's time to ask those questions again. Now, before I get into those questions, I want to tell you, I don't think I need to remind you, if you're a basketball fan, it is March Madness. And you're saying, well, Paul, what can I do with my students for March Madness? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I have just put together the Youth Pastor's Guide to March Madness. And in this little PDF, I've put together 16 sweet March Madness ideas, 8 message seeds, a final 4 list of activities and games you can play, 9 bracketed competition ideas, and 11 youth ministry games and learning activities. In all, there's over 40 ideas in this little package here. And they're all in various formats. There are things that you can do all month. There's little things you can do as part of your small group or Sunday school class. There's things that only take up a part of your youth meeting, or it could take up a larger portion. So I've put a various amounts of activities and ideas together that will suit your youth ministry, no matter the size, no matter whether they're into sports or not, doesn't matter. I'm fully aware that there's a lot of youth groups that are not very sporty. So listen, if you are wanting some ideas for March Madness, there's a link down in the show notes. Go ahead and grab it, sign up for my newsletter, and it is yours. And then after that, you're going to get a bunch of youth ministry videos, articles in your inbox every week. So go ahead and sign up for the newsletter and get your Youth Pastor's Guide to March Madness. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump into our questions today. I've divided them or segmented them into 4 different categories, 3 questions each. The first is understanding the community. The questions you need to ask, that you need to understand your community, because communities change. So the first question is, who are the youth in my community? Does your programming reflect the students who live in your community? It's an important question, because if have an idea of what you think programming should be, but it's not reflecting the community in which you live, well, it's going to be really hard to draw students. You're going to have to ask, you know, what are my town's, you know, demographics, interests, challenges, spiritual backgrounds? You know, how can we best connect with them where they're at? Where are the hot spots in your town? Is it, you know, take a ride around on a Friday or Saturday night and see where students gather? do some research, and then you'll come up with a strategy that's going to work. Second question is, what existing youth programs are available? How can you partner with these programs that are in the community? Maybe there's a lot going on. Maybe there's a lot of sports programs that you're competing with. Maybe there's a lots of YMCAs or Boys and Girls Clubs that are running programs as well. You know, we think that we're the only game in town. In reality, there are lots of things going on. You know, is there a basketball league in your town? Well, don't start another unless there's a super high demand and low supply. Or, you know, start a volleyball league instead. You know, consider your youth ministry's unique offering to the community. And the third question is, what are the concerns and expectations of parents and church leadership regarding your youth ministry? How can you ensure alignment and collaboration? This is a conflict I ran into. Your heart may be to reach everyone, and their heart may be to reach some or even none. Make sure the mission is clear on both sides. The second area you should be asking questions in, especially if you're a new youth pastor, is building connection and engagement. And the first question you should ask there is, what are the most effective ways to create a welcoming and inclusive space for youth? How can you celebrate diversity and foster a sense of belonging? And listen, diversity is not a terrible word, by the way. We've made it a dirty word. You know, things like inclusivity or diversity. These are not dirty words. These are words that Jesus would approve of and say, look, we want diversity. We want students of all kinds to come into our youth ministry. We're not trying to say you can't come and we need this kind of person. Listen, it's a good thing. And I know those are broad subjects, but if we were to bring it down into your youth space to create that kind of welcoming area, listen, is your youth room dirty? You should clean it up. If your youth room needs a makeover to make it more welcoming, put some extra money in your budget for it. Most of all, train your leaders and students to be more welcoming. The second question you should ask in this category is, what formats for gathering and activities best resonate with our youth? Should I offer Bible studies, social events, service projects, or a mix of all of them? The three most important words when you are making your calendar is why, what, and when. Why does this event or meeting need to exist? What will go into this event? Money, people, process. And when is the best time to have this meeting or event? And question number three for building connection and engagement is, how can we encourage genuine faith exploration and spiritual growth? This is discipleship. What resources, mentorship opportunities, and worship experiences can I offer? Curriculum, by the way, I think plays, you know, a part in that, but it is not the only answer. It's not just what are we teaching or what kind of curriculum we have, but it's how you design your meeting and the kind of leaders you have that will encourage or inhibit, you know, even spiritual growth. If your meeting is all preaching and no discussion, then don't be shocked that kids don't grow in their faith. The third category that new youth pastors should be asking questions in is measuring success and sustainability. Question one is, how do I define success for our youth ministry? Is it increased attendance? Is it deeper faith commitment? Is it community service participation? Or is it something else? Everyone's definition of success varies. If you can't define what success is, then you'll never know when you'll achieve it, and you will not know how to measure it or repeat it. Set your goals and programming in line with your definition of success, not opposing them. The second question is, what metrics will you use to track progress and assess the impact of your programs? How can you ensure that you're meeting the needs of your youth and community? Your goals and impact will be set by you internally, but keep in mind, there are other forces that have other metrics that are measuring things like parents asking, is my child having fun? And your pastor asking, do these parents trust the youth leader? And make sure, or do your best to make sure, that everyone has the same ruler when trying to measure the progress and success of your youth ministry. Question number three is, what resources and support do I have to ensure the long-term sustainability of the youth ministry? How can you secure funding, recruit and retain volunteers, and maintain momentum? The youth budget will determine some of this, but I've grown youth ministries with small budgets. Creativity, not money, is your greatest asset. Having a team is also critical in sustainability. You can't build a youth ministry all by yourself. God did not design you to be a lone wolf. Work on adding people to your team that will help you shoulder the weight of responsibilities. And the fourth category of questions is personal development as a youth pastor. Question number one, what resources and opportunities are available for continuous learning and professional development? You're asking, how can I stay up to date on best practices and relevant trends in youth ministry? Well, one way is to subscribe to this podcast. You could also subscribe to the newsletter. You're going to get that kind of information, and not just my newsletter, obviously, but other types of newsletters you can get a hold of as well. Now, this can feel daunting because you can't know everything that's going on in teen world, okay? I can't know everything. You don't need to know everything about culture and trends as much as you need to know what God's Word says about culture and trends. Cultures and trends change day to day and generation to generation, but God's Word never changes. Question number two, how can I build a strong relationship with mentors and colleagues? What strategies can you use to create a supportive and collaborative environment? You need a network of people outside of your church to not only sustain your faith, but your mental health. Sitting in an office or a coffee shop all day isn't healthy. Find where other youth pastors meet and join them, or start something and invite others. If you can't find those people, then consider hiring a coach or a mentor, and I offer those services as well. So if you're looking for a youth ministry coach, I'll put a link down below. You can check that out. And question number three, how can I balance personal well-being and the demands of ministry? What spiritual practices and self-care routines do you need to install into your life to keep you energized and avoid burnout? Burnout is a real thing, and it'll sneak up on you if you're not careful. Take stock spiritually and emotionally to make sure your tank is full. You will need to, as David did, learn to encourage yourself. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God. Wow, that almost sounds like David was a youth pastor because people were thinking about stoning him. Listen, there's going to be those days where you feel like you have been stoned or a stoning is imminent. For these times, you need a coach, a mentor that you can go to and receive some encouragement, or find a network of youth pastors who can build you up in the faith. Don't sit around like Job and just scrape the wounds off you with, you know, a shard of pottery. Find some help. Find some hope. Your life and ministry aren't over. You've just gone through a struggle. And take this from somebody who has been stoned a few times. I survived. I'm still here. And that's why I'm encouraging you. But those are the 12 questions that I think new youth pastors need to ask. And quite frankly, I think they're questions that even veteran youth pastors need to revisit. And I would encourage you, get a journal and write these questions down. And say, what am I doing in these areas? How am I trying to figure these things out? It may be that you're so focused on programming, calendar, other things, that you're not even asking the questions. And you really should slow down long enough in your journal time, in your prayer time, in your study time, all these things. Reserve just a few moments to answer at least one of these questions. And 12 days or 12 weeks later, you're going to find that you have more clarity than you did when you started. And that is it for today, everybody. I hope that you enjoyed the content today. I hope that it brought you great value. If it did, and you've been enjoying the podcast for a while and you'd like to leave a review somewhere, well, wherever you're listening to this, go ahead and leave some stars and a comment. Or if you think this show would benefit somebody that you know, well, feel free to share it with them, and that will get the word out about this podcast. So remember all the links that I talked about down below. And listen, finally, if nobody has told you lately that you're doing a good job, let me tell you, you're doing a good job, and you're only going to get better. And I'll see you all in the next episode.